UVM Digital Accessibility Roadmap, a plain language summary for review and feedback from the University of Vermont Office of Accessibility Services. What is the UVM Digital Accessibility Roadmap? As part of the 2024 revisions to Title II of the ADA, UVM is required to have a roadmap document, a plan that outlines how UVM is going to meet the new federal accessibility guidelines. Failure to meet these requirements exposes public institutions to federal enforcement risk. What are these slides? These slides are a visual summary of the main points of the roadmap. They are meant to help people understand the full roadmap document. In 2024, the U.S. Department of Justice revised Title II of the ADA to require that all public entities must meet WCAG 2.1 AA Digital Accessibility Guidelines for websites, documents, multimedia, social media, newsletters, course materials, and software platforms. Digital accessibility impacts legal risk in terms of Department of Justice enforcement authority, civil rights complaints, demand letters, and litigation exposure. It impacts operational risk in terms of procurement delays, emergency remediation costs, inconsistent standards across units, and reputational risk in terms of public trust, student experience, and national visibility. And digital accessibility is an opportunity. This work presents UVM with the opportunity to modernize digital infrastructure, strengthen governance, improve student success, and lead nationally in higher education accessibility. Why digital accessibility matters at UVM. Digital accessibility is not just a technical requirement. It is a civil rights obligation and an institutional responsibility. Digital accessibility is both compliance work and equity work. It's now a core part of the institution. Federal law requires public institutions to meet WCAG AA 2.1 standards under Title II of the ADA. UVM serves thousands of students, employees, and visitors with disabilities. Accessibility reduces legal and reputational risk. Accessible systems improve usability for everyone. And accessibility aligns with UVM's Our Common Ground values of respect, justice, responsibility, and innovation. The roadmap is a campus-wide compliance plan. Implementation requires coordinated leadership across the Office of Accessibility Services, Enterprise Technology Services, Strategic Communications, the Center for Teaching and Learning, Procurement and Compliance, and Academic and Administrative Units. Implementing the roadmap is a shared responsibility. Oversight will occur through the new Digital Accessibility Steering Committee, the ADA Executive Committee, and the OAS-ETS Accessible Software Committee. Organizational Maturity Model. To organize this change, UVM is going to use the WCAG Institutional Model for Accessibility Maturity. The model has four stages. UVM will use these to outline where we want to be by which year. Pre-2025, we were in the inactive stage. In 2025, UVM was in the launch stage. In 2026, UVM is in the integrate stage. And after 2026, UVM will be in the optimize stage. Who is going to do the work? Digital accessibility is a shared institutional responsibility. But some departments and groups will also have specific tasks to do. The work has four pieces. 1. Auditing. 2. Education. 3. Remediation. And 4. Sustainability. Number 1. Auditing. In fall of 2025, the Office of Accessibility Services worked on a micro-audit of materials at UVM. The micro audit included 125 websites, documents, social media accounts, multimedia accounts, and newsletters. Micro audit results. For websites, the most common accessibility issues were no alt text or meaningless alt text, images of text, link issues, no captions on embedded videos, table issues, issues with nested headings, keyboard navigation issues, and inaccessible documents on the site. For documents, the most common accessibility issues were no alt text on images, images of text, color contrast issues, link issues, issues with nested headings, reading order issues, no language set, and no tags in a document. For multimedia, the most common accessibility issues were no captions on videos, auto-generated captions on videos, no audio description on videos with no dialogue, and no transcripts for podcasts. For social media, the most common accessibility issues found in the micro audit were no captions on videos, no alt text on images, meaningless alt text on images, and color contrast issues. For newsletters, the most common accessibility issues found in the Fall 2025 micro audit were no alt text on images, color contrast issues, images of text, and center aligned text. For the micro audit, the results for courses, as measured using Brightspace's Ally tool, were that for spring 2025, only 4.3% of courses were 100% accessible. 13.4% of courses were 90% accessible. 11.4% of courses were 80% accessible. 13.8% of courses were 70% accessible. 15.4% of courses were 60% accessible. And 41.7% of spring 2025 courses in Brightspace had an accessibility score of 50% or below. The number of courses in spring 2025 in Brightspace was 1,709. For summer 2025, there were 325 courses in Brightspace. 7.7% of them were 100% accessible. 30.2% of them were 90% accessible. 12.9% of them were 80% accessible. 10.8% of them were 70% accessible. 12.9% of them were 60% accessible. 25.5% were 50% accessible or worse. In fall 2025, Brightspace had 1,829 courses. 1.8% of them were 100% accessible. 15.2% of them were 90% accessible. 11% of the courses were 80% accessible. 11.9% of the courses were 70% accessible. 16.7% of the courses were 60% accessible. And 43.4% of the courses had an accessibility score of 50% or less. For auditing, the website action items are 1. Establish a policy that identifies which web platforms are allowable for hosting website content. 2. Evaluate which automated tool will provide the best ongoing data from Drupal 10 and WordPress. 3. Use an automated tool to set up monthly campus-wide website audits for accessibility. 4. Give UVM departments guidance on how to audit their websites. 5. Publish a standard website accessibility auditing workbook and train UVM staff on how to use it. This will ensure website accessibility auditing is standardized. 6. Have OAS conduct regular website accessibility audits. The multimedia action items for auditing are 1. Give UVM departments guidance on how and how often to audit their multimedia content. 2. Have OAS conduct regular multimedia accessibility audits. For social media, the action items stemming from the micro audit are 1. Create a policy that specifies which social media platforms UVM departments can use. 2. Give UVM departments guidance on how and how often to audit their social media accounts. 3. Create and maintain a list of UVM social media accounts. 4. have OAS conduct regular social media accessibility audits. The document action items from the Fall 2025 micro audit are: 1. Have all staff and faculty take a course on document accessibility before April 2027. 2. Have OAS create and maintain a student workforce trained in document remediation. 3. Have OAS and the libraries partner on skill building for the library in regards to document accessibility and remediation. 4. Have OAS conduct regular document accessibility audits. The action items for newsletters from the micro audit are: 1. UVM will invest in an enterprise-level email newsletter tool and mandate its use by all colleges, departments, units, centers, institutes, and student groups. 2. Use of this tool must be supplemented by ongoing regular manual accessibility audits by OAS. 3. OAS must conduct manual audits on all newsletters being sent out and around UVM 4 times per year. Instructional course action items stemming from the Fall 2025 micro audit. 1. Have OAS create and distribute a course accessibility auditing workbook so that course accessibility auditing is standardized. 2. OAS and CTL should work with Anthology, the Ally Brightspace accessibility tool vendor, to develop materials to help improve faculty adoption and use of Ally. 3. UVM should develop a policy on course accessibility and faculty workload and professional expectations. Software action items based on the audit. 1. UVM needs to form a standing accessible software compliance committee charged with reviewing ACRs during the purchase process, reviewing ACRs on a regular basis to ensure continued vendor compliance, and reviewing ACRs in response to campus community needs. ACRs are accessibility conformance reports provided by software vendors. The second part of this work is education. A 2017 industry study conducted by DQ.com found that 67% of accessibility errors were due to design choices rather than any inherent flaw on a platform. This is why a core component of digital accessibility maturity involves end-user education. In the inactive stage of education before 2025, there was very little education around accessibility available to UVM faculty and staff. The UVM Center for Teaching and Learning provided the basics of accessibility for UVM faculty, and the UVM Digital Team provided an optional web accessibility course for UVM staff while the campus was using Drupal 7, then moved to a required course for staff with the introduction of Drupal 10. In 2025, education was in the launch phase. And in 2025, OAS created several types of accessibility education. These included stakeholder outreach, one-to-one accessibility consultations, website audits by request, faculty consultations, drop-in hours for staff, and an accessibility newsletter. In 2026, education is in the integrate phase of the organizational maturity model. In 2026, the next phase of accessibility education needs to include digital accessibility workshops, digital accessibility digital credentials, non-credit workshops for staff, more frequent accessibility newsletter issues, more frequent news stories about accessibility. In 2027, education will move into the optimize phase. From 2027 onwards, the optimized phase of accessibility education needs to include additional non-credit courses for staff, making those courses mandatory for staff, 4-credit digital accessibility courses for students, the creation of a UVM Disability Studies minor, and making a digital accessibility course a requirement for all undergraduate UVM students. The third part of the work involves remediation. Based on the existing digital accessibility audits, OAS has been able to create a plan for remediating each platform. The first step in remediation depends on identifying 2 paths forward, one for websites, documents, multimedia, social media, and other items covered under the Title II requirements and another for content that is exempt from the revised Title II requirements. Remediation for items that are exempt from Title II requirements. The Title II revisions specify 5 types of items that can be made exempt from remediation requirements. In order for any individual item to be exempt, it must be clearly archived and remain unchanged in the archive. If at any point in time someone requests that an archived item be made accessible, UVM must honor that request and remove the item from the archives. It will then be considered an active item. The 5 types of items that can be made exempt are archived web content, pre-existing conventional documents, pre-existing social media posts, content posted by a third party, and password-protected individual documents. The action items for exempt items are taken as the organizational maturity model, before 2025, we are in the inactive stage. UVM entities reviewed their web pages and documents in preparation for moving from Drupal 7 to Drupal 10 and pulled down expired content. In 2025, we are in the launch phase, and that's where OAS outlined exempt item activities in the roadmap. In 2026, we're in the integrate phase. This is where UVM is creating a policy for reviewing new social media platforms for accessibility. UVM is formally requesting all UVM entities review their websites and documents to consider what can be archived. UVM entities will perform that review of websites and documents specifically for archiving. The Web Governance Task Force will determine an archival process for websites and documents. The Web Governance Task Force will determine an archiving service tool. In the optimize phase, after 2026, the UVM Web Governance Group will create a process for monitoring archives, including those located outside of the Drupal 10 system. Remediation. For websites that are not exempt from Title II, here are the action items. 1. UVM web editors working in the Drupal 10 system should continue to work with the editorially automated accessibility checker and immediately remediate all errors as directed by the tool. 2. UVM will commit to purchasing and deploying an enterprise-wide automated accessibility checker. 3. For those departments not working in the Drupal 10 system, OAS recommends either installing the editorially WordPress plugin or working with the vendor responsible for your website software on the use of an automated accessibility checker. 4. SAA will also need to install the editorially WordPress plugin on the central UVM-hosted WordPress installation. 5. UVM will publish a website accessibility auditing workbook for the campus to ensure that website accessibility errors are being identified in a standardized way. Remediation for multimedia that is not exempt from Title II. To ensure full digital accessibility compliance for multimedia, all UVM staff, faculty, and students must commit to the following. 1. Providing human-edited closed captions on videos that include dialogue. 2. Providing an audio description or an expanded text description for all videos that don't include dialogue but do contain visual content. 3. Providing human-edited transcripts for all audio files that include dialogue. 4. Providing human-edited text description for all audio files that don't include dialogue. A note about American Sign Language, or ASL. Under the WCAG 2.1 guidelines, American Sign Language, or ASL, interpretation is classed as a AAA level requirement. This means that it is a recognized best practice, but is not required for public entities such as UVM under the current Title II revision. Regardless, OAS encourages all UVM entities to collect feedback from their audience to determine a level of interest in having ASL interpreted materials readily available, and consider providing the option to request ASL interpretation for videos as part of their standard offers of accommodation. Remediation items for audio files. The OAS ETS Accessible Software Committee should prioritize evaluating podcast services for accessibility and recommend a preferred podcasting service to the campus. Remediation for social media for items that do not fall under the exemption category. Consistent with Title II exemptions, UVM will prioritize forward compliance for social media while ensuring accommodation is provided upon request. Remediation for documents. Action items. As of April 30th, 2026, all UVM staff and faculty should understand that any document they create will be assumed to meet accessibility guidelines. If a document is found to fall short of this requirement, it will be returned to the document manager as listed in the Document Properties Summary tab for remediation. If the document manager is no longer available at UVM, remediation of the document will become the responsibility of the sponsoring department as listed in the Document Properties Summary tab. The document manager or owner will have 30 days to remediate the document or agree to remove it from public use. Public use in this case will be defined to include any access to the document by UVM staff, faculty, students, or visitors. By October 31st, 2026, all UVM staff and faculty should have attended an OAS or CTL workshop on document accessibility. PDF action items in particular. For PDFs, departments should have, at minimum, one person in their employ who is fully trained in the PDF remediation process. Everyone in the department, moreover, should understand how to measure whether a PDF is accessible. To this end, OAS strongly recommends that UVM provide all departments with funded access to Adobe Acrobat Pro, the industry standard for reviewing and remediating PDFs. OAS will also provide ongoing asynchronous online support documents for PDF remediation, as well as ongoing hybrid workshops for UVM and staff on PDF remediation. OAS will also provide document remediation for PDFs at no cost to the campus. The last part of the work is sustainability. After UVM has moved through the work described here for auditing, education, remediation, in order to remain compliant with the WCAG 2.1 AA level standards, UVM will establish a set of ways to keep things sustainable. They can be grouped into governance, policies, metrics, and a campus feedback loop. Sustainability for governance includes the establishment of a UVM Digital Accessibility Steering Committee that is responsible for ensuring that the roadmap is being implemented well and that it is successful. This will include members from OAS, the UVM Digital Team, UVM Strategic Communications, UVM Human Resources, the UVM Center on Disability and Community Inclusion, the UVM Center on Disability and Community Inclusion Community Advisory Council, UVM Libraries, UVM Professional and Continuing Education, UVM Enterprise Technology Services, and UVM Student Accessibility Services, and the UVM Disabled Students Unit. UVM will also establish a UVM Digital Accessibility Champions Program with members from all departments, units, centers, institutes, and student organizations. This group will meet in person monthly to discuss ongoing challenges in their work, as well as new developments in digital accessibility. The group will also attend a full-day retreat in the summer to craft a focus plan for the year, including potential outreach and spirit campaigns, and a half-day winter retreat to examine data and fine-tune the annual plan. Champions should also be prepared to engage in ongoing professional development from outside sources. OAS will work with UVM Human Resource Services to determine how work as a department accessibility champion can be weighted for performance evaluations and for career advancement at UVM. The final part of governance is the UVM Faculty Accessibility Fellows Program. This will be administered by the UVM Center for Teaching and Learning, CTL, and the UVM Office of Accessibility Services, OAS. Faculty Accessibility Fellows will advocate for accessibility on campus and coach others on accessibility practices, serve as liaisons for departments, research, explore, and implement accessibility best practices, inclusive pedagogy, and universal design for learning. They will connect accessibility practices to larger diversity and inclusion initiatives, and they will collaborate with OAS on professional development workshops related to accessibility that are teaching and learning focused. Policies for sustainability. Campus accessibility policies should be reviewed on an annual basis. This will make sure that the policies can be updated for new and changing technology. The reviewers should be the Digital Accessibility Steering Committee, members of the Digital Accessibility Champions Program, the Faculty Accessibility Fellows Program, OAS, and the UVM Office of Compliance. Metrics for sustainability. Ongoing audits done by the OAS should ensure that UVM has the data to understand if the campus is meeting its obligations to accessibility. Changes to the plans outlined here should be justified by data. Sustainability evaluation methods by material type. If the material type is website, the metric used should be the Editoriali plugin and manual audits for Drupal and WordPress. For non-Drupal and WordPress systems such as Sidearm Sports, Sodexo MyWay, and the UVM libraries, manual audits will be used. If the material type is multimedia, manual audits will be used. If the material type is documents, Word, Excel, and PowerPoint documents will be reviewed by the Microsoft Accessibility Reviewer. PDFs will be reviewed via Adobe Acrobat Pro. Newsletters will be reviewed by manual audit. Social media will be reviewed by manual audit. Software will be reviewed by VPAT and ACR review. VPAT is Voluntary Product Accessibility Template, and ACR is Accessibility Conformance Report. Software metrics will be reported by the OAS ETS Accessible Software Group. Courses will be measured using the Ally tool in Brightspace and manual audits. Courses in Articulate will be reviewed via manual audit. Sustainability also requires a campus feedback loop. This consists of 1, an annual multi-audience campus accessibility survey, and 2, ongoing commitment to share accessibility data publicly. This is the end of the Digital Accessibility Roadmap. Now, it's your turn. What questions do you have for us about this plan? What needs around digital accessibility are you seeing in your units? What concerns do you have about digital accessibility? What would you find helpful in terms of outreach, education, and support around digital accessibility? There are 3 ways to give feedback on this roadmap. 1 is you can email your thoughts to access@uvm.edu. You can use the contact form on the OAS website to provide feedback. The OAS website is at go.uvm.edu/accessibility. And 3 is that you can request a meeting with OAS to explain your concerns in greater detail. Meetings can be virtual or in person. Thank you for your time and for your interest in digital accessibility.